All right, guys, welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I've had my next guest on before, but it was over Zoom, and to be able to be in the presence of, he's being very, very humble, but everybody's heard of Rock Riley. If you go to any of the Bucks training camps, I'm sure you're going to run into him. One Rock Riley's on with me right now. Now, I've noticed this. I used to cover the Orlando Magic games, and all the sports people, they would go there and they would just absolutely kill the food. Like they would always go there. Do the Bucks serve you guys the media? No.
Oh my God, Tuttle! It's known as one of the best in the country. I'm not kidding you. There is a carving station. There are sandwiches if you'd like that. There are desserts, Tuttle. There is unlimited. You can go back as many times as you want. Now, when I was younger covering them, I would make 2 to 3 different plates, like it's Thanksgiving, Tuttle. But now as I've gotten older, I try to keep it to 1, maybe 1.5. But no, it's incredible. It's Sundays. It's the NFL. They're making so much money. And so it's not bad. If you get a chance, man, try to get credential one day.
You know, I just realized something. When I meet people the first time, I was like, who does he remind me of? From that angle, you look a lot like Chris Fowler. Has anybody ever told you that before?
I would go with that. I would go with that. I mean, you know what I mean? I've met him and Herb Street. Was doing a national championship win. Now, I know you're a Gator, but I was working at Bay News 9. We were covering FSU, the Jameis Winston national championship at the Rose Bowl, and they won. And then the semifinal game against Mariota and Oregon just boom, up and down. But I interviewed those guys because they were doing it both down to earth. Could not be nicer guys. Could not.
Who's the guy that pits the, I forget, Corso? He's in Orlando.
Oh, I know he is, and he's still going strong. He's great. Everybody likes him.
Yeah. You know, we had spoken about Drew Garabo. Drew Garabo used to wait tables. You know, he said one of the best things, he used to serve Lou Holtz all the time when he would come in there.
Lou Holtz, he had that lisp, you know. He was another Orlando guy. Yeah, Lou Holtz, you know it.
I thought it was the teeth, his dentures. You ever heard people whistle through their dentures? Like, yeah. So real quick, I want to talk big rivalry weekend. Out of all the rivalries this weekend, is it your favorite weekend of college football?
It really is. Now, is this going to play? We won't be dated, so for
no, I'm going to try to put this up today.
Okay,
so
cool. No, it's great. It's great rivalry weekend, and I love rivalry weekend. I just, you know, I love covering the NFL because it's king. Yes, and with ratings and all that, and especially with the Super Bowl champs and Brady. Yes. But when it comes to college football, it's the atmosphere. It's when you go to these games and just the student body and the band and everything, the pageantry. And then bowl games are great, but rivalry weekend, sometimes, Tuttle, you can throw the record books out the window, man. And when it's rivalry weekend, a lot of these kids have played against each other. They've been recruited. They know each other. So, no, I love it, Tuttle.
All right. So, I think this might be the first time in a while that Florida, neither team is ranked. This could be like, I don't know, man. It's all about the bragging rights. You could have a bad season, but you better not lose. Like, Florida has Georgia and Florida State. Those are the two that they always want to beat.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, Florida State. This is when Florida State stinks. The Gators stink. Miami has stunk. I mean, it's crazy. You think it's going to come back. Usually it would. But with the Gator situation and Mullen and Al, sometimes behind the scenes when it's going bad, that can actually bring up the players. You know what I'm talking about?
Have you ever seen a case where a coach loses the locker room and the players?
Yeah, I have seen it. You can tell. You could tell by the Gators. When they gave up 52 points to Samford, I'm not talking Stanford, Samford. Oh, that tells you something right there. The Missouri loss. Now, Paul Feinbaum on SEC Network, he is claiming that Spurrier was part of getting him away. Now, there's also a gentleman named Buddy Martin. He's covered the Gators for a long time. He said that he had been talking to Spurrier, and he hadn't heard that. But Spurrier is next-door neighbors. They live across the street from Scott Strickland, who is the AD. So you can imagine that with Spurrier's living that, you know, across the street from Strickland, maybe there was something to that. But no, you could see a Tuttle. Okay, yes, we can get into the recruiting situation when it was after a game and he was asked about recruiting. He's like, we're in season right now. We recruit after the season. And that caused an outrage. No, you're recruiting all the time when they have a downtime. So there was that. There was a couple different instances. Then the Missouri game and the way he was in the media. You know, you can kind of tell that he had lost it and he had to go. Don't you think he had to go?
I think he had to go. Now, what do you think about the thing going around that the curse of the shoe? Do you remember the LSU game where the Gator defensive player, they stopped him on fourth down. The guy grabbed the shoe and threw it after he tackled him, and they gave LSU a first down. They kicked the field goal. They were 2-9 against Power 5 schools since that shoe throw.
You know what? I'll never say anything against any curses, Tuttle. I don't want anything brought on me. I do believe there might be something to that. So you know what, Tuttle, if you think there might be a curse to that, I will go with you, Tuttle.
Coaches, who do you think? They're throwing a lot of big names out there. Bob Stoops, I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be.
He just came out yesterday and said, I love what I'm doing in TV. I'm spending time with my grandkids. And he was there, you know, as an assistant prior, but he said, take my name out of the hat. So, no, he's not. All indications are Billy Napier out of Louisiana. Everybody is saying this. There's some things that I'm not so sure. When he was with Saban and he was an assistant, and then he had the opening for the offensive coordinator, Saban did not promote him. There was a few things in the past, but if you listen to those that what he has done at Louisiana, they believe he's the right guy for the job. And all indications are, if you're going to put this up like that, this could come down very, very soon, this news. That's what I'm hearing. Who knows? But who Ole Miss? Who is
Lane? I want Lane.
I would love Lane Kiffin, too. Look at what he has done. Look at his track record. So I know that in the past, there may have been a few things, but lately, he has turned programs around. I would love Lane Kiffin.
And he makes things interesting, too. Oh.
That he does.
That's well, like right. Spurrier. Spurrier used to get those jobs.
Oh, my God. Free Shoes University. What he would say with the opponents? No. No, I like it. But you know what? If you make those comments, Tunnel, you got to be able to, if you talk the talk, you got to be able to walk the walk. And Spurrier has, and Kiffin has. So we'll see. We'll see.
Could you see, I know Spurrier's not getting around good enough, has he? Could you see him up in the offensive coordinator's box calling plays down to the field? Do you think Spurrier still got it?
He does. I think he does, Tuttle. And look at what he did when, let's see, I get confused from the XFL. No, it was the other
AFL.
No. Was it the AFL?
Yeah, it was the one. Yeah.
Oh, they would have won the championship. No, that guy can coach, man, and especially on offense. And the thing about it is, I think this offense is wide open, what Napier has done in Louisiana. You know what I mean? Maybe getting back to somewhat of that fun and gun. It all is going to come down to recruiting, though. That's the biggest thing in college football. And being in the state of Florida,
you got to win the state of Florida.
You got to win the state of Florida. And even when I talk to these experts or scouts, they still say, it's Florida, it's Georgia, it's California. That's where you get your, especially your studs, your wide receivers, your quarterbacks, your running backs, and it's still is to this day. And I've even said, well, now you have FAU, you have UCF, you have these other schools that are still, nah, there's enough players around the state of Florida, and that's where I think Mullen was starting to lack, you know what I mean? You got to put in that effort, man.
All right, I'm going to pitch you on the toe. Who do you think wins, Florida State?
I think Florida State is going to win this one, only because I know, Tuttle, and what do I know? Again, we're predictions. The QB situation is the one that concerns me with the Gators.
Anthony's starting, though.
Yes, he is, and I do like him. Did you see that he scrubbed all UF references from his social media? That's not a good sign. You got to be into it. If he's already thinking that he's going to be in the transfer portal. Also, was that because of Mullen? Does it depend if someone else, whoever comes in, maybe he will stay? That's the only thing that would concern me, because I do like him.
All right. All right. One last question, and then I want to promote all your content. Where do you see the playoffs going? Everybody wants to see. Everybody says Georgia's unstoppable, but I think if you give Nick Saban a second shot at it, do you still get two SEC teams then?
I think that you do. It depends on how this SEC championship game is going to go. I think this is Georgia's year. I do. I know this. I know. Again, this is going to hurt you, Tuttle. I know. They've got everything. They're playing lights out. Their coach the other day, what he had to say. I think it's Georgia's year. I'm sorry, Tuttle.
Oh, man. One of my favorite Twitter accounts, they post every day. It's like 8,673 days since Georgia's won a national championship. I always go that. All right. Tell everybody how they can find your content and stuff.
All right. It's The Rock Stops Here. It's my podcast where I interview A-listers. I call them rock listers, whether they've been in entertainment, in sports, coaches, athletes, radio, TV people. How did they make it to the top? And what about once they got to the top? And what are they doing after? So it's The Rock Stops Here podcast. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. Also, for you Buccaneer fans, I do a Bucs Kickoff podcast 24 hours before every Bucs kick game, and that's on wherever you get your podcast. Exclusively, though, if on web, joebucsfan.com. So Bucs Kickoff and The Rock Stops Here, Tuttle.
Thank you, Rock. I really appreciate this, and it was a pleasure meeting you today.
You the man, Tuttle. You the man.
All right, be back in a few minutes.